بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حدیث میں آیا ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بازار سے کوئی چیز اٹھا کر لانے میں حیا مانے نہ ہوتی تھی. نریٹڈ حدیث. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم شیم وڈ ناٹ پریوینٹ ہم فرام کیرینگ اینی تھنگ ان دا بازار بائی سم تھنگ. He would attend to it himself. He was not, he did not consider himself to be high and mighty and act like a leader and order someone else to carry for him. He would do it himself as an ordinary person. Aur aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ghani wa muflis dono se musafaha karte the, and he would make greet, make musafaha with wealthy and with the poor, whoever he met, treated them alike. جب آپ نے حج کیا اور جمرۃ العقبا کی رمی کی تو آپ کے پیش گاہ کوئی خادم وغیرہ لوگوں کو ہٹانے والا نہ تھا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went for حج and at the time of pelting the جمرۃ العقبا, that's the time where it's a It's the occasion where the most people congregate. There's generally chaos there. But there was no one to, no guards there for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to clear the path for him, to shunt the people away. He conducted himself just like an ordinary person. No one cleared the path for him like nowadays. There can be tens of thousands of people in the mataf, jam-packed like sardines. Yeah. But if some fasik, fajir, moron dignitary comes, some king comes, some president, government dignitary comes, within 5 minutes the army will clear the entire mataf for him to enable the stupid person to make tawaf. With all the photographers behind him, trailing behind him, and this man he will perform his tawaf with the entire mataf clear, shunting all the people away. This is the haram attitude and haram action of the people nowadays. But from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, despite the sahabas, sahaba being his devotees, and the devotees and keen on his comforts, but no one cleared the path for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was an act of ibadatus, and he would undergo and perform that ibadat in the exactly the same way as all the others performed the ibadat. Yahya bin Ma'ad rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke apne maal par takabur karne wale ke samne takabur karna Allah Azza wa Jal ke nazdeek tawazu hai. Hazrat Yahya Mu'adh bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi alayhi says that to adopt takabbur, pride, in the presence of a wealthy person who is proudful of his wealth, that by Allah Ta'ala, it is tawazu, it is humility. Like they say, at-takabbur ma'al mutakabbirina ibadatu, awliya says. To show takabbur, to display takabbur in front of the people of the Kapur, the Kapirin, that's in ibadat. What it means here, independence. It doesn't mean that you have to despise the person and believe yourself to be higher, but it means independence. You must not hanker after his wealth and must not go, you must not become like a slave in front of a wealthy person, in front of a ruler, and disgrace yourself. Comes in that is law. يَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يُذِلَّ نَفْسَهُ. It's not proper for a mu'min to disgrace himself, to bring disgrace upon himself. So one should not behave in such a manner in front of the people of takabbur. Yes, if you are submissive towards them, then there should be istighna, independence. It's not hanker after their wealth. حاتم اسم رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے आजकल के फुकरा उलमा और कारियों की मुतवादे सूरतों को न देखो, क्योंकि ये लोग उमरा और बादशाहों से भी ज़्यादा मुतकब्बिर हैं। यू मस्ट नॉट लुक एंड बी इम्प्रेस्ड बाई द आउटर अपीयरेंस ऑफ द उलमा एंड ऑफ द कारिस एंड द फुकरा या मीन्स रिफरिंग टू द शेख्स ऑफ तसव्वुफ। मस्ट नॉट बी डिसीव्ड बाई देम एंड मस्ट नॉट लुक एट द आउटर अपीयरेंस, बिकॉज वाई यू से दे तकब्बुर is worse than the taqabbur of the kings and the taqabbur of the wealthy people. These people who are supposed to be the leaders of the ummah in matters of the deen, they have more taqabbur. That now this is even worse. A person is he professes and he proclaims himself to be a sheikh of the sawf. If someone just say something to anger him or criticize him, and then you will see his reaction. But hey, dost, apni haal par ghor kar. Allama Sharani, rounding of this discussion, says, oh my friend, ponder, reflect on your own condition. Aur apne aap ko dekh, aksar aukaat tu bahut bara mutakabbir hota hai. He says, look at yourself. He says, most cases, you are a very great mutakabbir, full of pride. He's addressing this specifically here. Yeah. It applies in general to all, but specifically to the ulama and the mashayikh. Ulama Sharran Rahman is addressing this nasiyah to them. He said, in most cases, you are a very great mutakabbir, person of takabbur. Magar tujhe ilm nahi hota, but you are ignorant of it. Yeah, because why? When a person doesn't reflect, he does not make muraqabah, no introspection, no soul searching, then he remains ignorant, he will not understand his own diseases. Or aksar tu mota chuba pehne hota hai, magar usme barik libas pehne wale se bhi zyada mutakabbir hota hai. Most cases, your outward appearance, your outer dress, instead of the Sufis, is telling them, coarse cloth, simple garment. But inside you have more takabur than those wealthy people who wear fine and expensive clothes. So you have to make muraqabah and look at yourself, at your own diseases, and try to cure the diseases. It applies to everyone, but specifically to those who are supposed to be the ulama, the qaris, and the mashayikh. Aur sab tarif Allah ke liye hai, jo tamam jahanon ka parwardigar hai. So all praise are due to Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator, sustainer of all the worlds. Ma'akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.